What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How's your weekend going? How the hell was your week? I hope you had a good one. Happy Halloween. I hope you're all safe out there. Hopefully nobody did any crazy shit. I gotta say, man, in my neighborhood, super quiet. I did not expect that last night. I was actually, like, stepping outside. I expected something. You know, kids to be rowdy, fireworks being popped off, something. And it was just a ghost town. It was actually kind of eerie the way it was, I don't know, nobody was around. I kind of felt weird. You guys ever play that game back in the day, Silent Hill? That's kind of how it seemed. It was kind of a little bit foggy on my street. Really, really quiet, and you just expected something to pop out and just fucking, I don't know, eat your face or something. It was a full moon. I think it's actually a full moon again tonight. And you know what they say about full moons, man. The crazies come out during the full moons. I mean, I had a great fucking night. Nobody bothered anybody. You know, it was wonderful, man. I didn't take my kids trick-or-treating this year for the first time. I think probably since I've had kids, I haven't gone trick or. This is the very, very first year. And what we decided to do instead, which was still a lot of fun, man. We baked cupcakes. We turned the lights off. We had some glow sticks. We did a little dance party. It's actually really hard to find Halloween music. I didn't know that was that Christmas music. You got it for days, you know, Thanksgiving turkey songs. You got it for days. Halloween music is just kind of weird. You know, there's Michael Jackson Thriller. There's the Ghostbusters theme song, which isn't even like, how do you make music spooky, by the way? As my son would say, spooky. I love it. He asked me for spooky juice now. Like, we do the soda with the sherbet, and then we put little plastic eyeballs in there. And the way he, like, you know, it's almost like he's playing a piano the way he does his fingers. And he'll do it right when he says spooky. He'll say, Dad, can I have some spooky juice? It's fucking great, man. My kids are the fucking funniest, dude. I swear to God. That's a lot of what keeps my, it's a lot of what keeps me in good spirits is just how fucking genuinely, like, purely funny my children are, you know? And it's, you know, they're not trying to be. I think that's the time when you're the funniest, when you're not trying to be funny. And my kids are fucking hilarious. It's amazing, man. The funniest thing my son ever said to me, my middle son, he looked me, you know, he got my attention very, very, like, seriously, like, Dad, Dad, Dad. And I was like, what? What's wrong, buddy? He looked me dead in the eyes and he said, you can't see farts. That's one of the funniest things my son has ever said. And I died. Still to this day, that happened like, I don't know, a year ago. Still to this day. That's like our inside family joke, you know, something, you know, we'll be going crazy. We'll be jumping around, wrestling around. I'll be like, hey. And he's like, what? And I'm like, you can't see farts. It's funny because it's true, but it's so innocent, man. You gotta love that, dude. You just gotta love it. I had a great Halloween. It was a good time, other than, you know, not being able to go door to door and show off your costume, not seeing all the other cool costumes and going to Halloween parties. That part kind of sucked, but with everything said, I mean, we really didn't bat an eye, you know? It wasn't that bad. Like I said, we did cupcakes, we listened to Halloween music, we fucking did glow sticks with a dance party. It was the shit, man. It was the shit. Currently, right now, about 7:20 at night, this Cowboys game's about to start. We are playing the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, to transition into sports. Oh, excuse me, real quick. We are playing the Philadelphia Eagles tonight for supremacy in the NFC East, or the NFC Least, as Twitter likes to put it. 2-4-1 Philadelphia Eagles, and we're playing in Philly, by the way, and the 2-5-0 Dallas Cowboys. Can you believe those records are playing for the top spot in a division? It's kind of sickening, right? But it's also kind of funny. Dude, anything can happen. Well, okay. let me just say this. In hockey, anything can happen. In football, you kind of know what the deal is. In NBA, you kind of know what the deal is. In baseball, at least this year or most years, you kind of know what the deal is. You know? You don't have to worry too much. The team that barely squeaked in the playoffs usually isn't going to win it. And you know why? Is because they don't have the money. They don't have the funds to win the thing. They can't buy the players all the other teams can buy. And I'm huge on this right now, by the way. I've watched Moneyball the past two nights in a row. Just sitting up by myself. Dude, I had to put it on. It's such a great movie. Brad Pitt, obviously. Jonah Hill. I completely forgot Jonah Hill was even in this movie. And he's a huge fucking role. Which, I looked it up a little bit. You know, I was looking at Billy Bean. I was looking at the guy who kind of influenced him and turned him on to this kind of thinking, you know, where you're thinking more about the numbers than you are the players. And that's the big thing in the movie. You know, all the guys in the room when they're drafting, they're recruiting, they're like, oh yeah, he's got a good jaw. You know, he's a big, strong guy. He's, you know, they're judging off of their stature rather than their statistics, which I get it. You know, I totally understand. You get a fucking 6'5", 220-pound guy up at the plate. It's, you know, he covers a lot of space. He carries a big bat, as they say. No pun intended. So I kind of get that part of it, too. But the fact that this guy came along and Jonah Hill's character kind of assisted in this whole style change in baseball, trying to reinvent baseball. You're going off of averages rather than, you know, stature, I guess, which maybe if you did a little hybrid of both, it would be great. That might work out pretty well. You got a guy that's big that can get on base a lot. That's pretty much the whole idea. If you haven't seen the movie, I'm not even going to say spoiler alert. You should have seen it by now if you like baseball, right? Anyways, what am I drinking tonight? We'll talk a little more football here in a minute. I'm trying to get this fucking game to load, and it won't do it. It's like a green screen like you would see before a movie. Chris, that's why you shouldn't download it illegally. I'm not. Who said that? I'm not downloading it illegally. I pay for all the NFL package and all the other things that I need to watch it. My cell phone. I pay for my cell phone, and I pay for the NFL package. That's all I need, right? Anyways, what I'm drinking tonight, this is no surprise. If you've listened for the past couple of weeks, I'm drinking my oat milk, my farmer's oats, my farmer's oats, as I would say. I will say the bad thing about turning my friends on to Bill Burr is we just do the Boston accent relentlessly over everything. And it's so fucking funny. Bill Burr told this story one time about how you know, him and a bunch of comics, when they were first getting started, they'd be up in New York, and he'd be like, and one of his buddies would be like, hey, I have to go to the car. I'll be right back. And the guy was like, you have to go to the what? I have to go to the car. You have to go to the what? I have to go to the car. You have to go to the what? I gotta go to the car! Dude, it's so addicting to do that. I can't help myself. And I probably annoy the shit. It's gone so far that my chick, she loves it. She's like, oh my God, I love it when you do the Boston thing. It's so funny. My friends, they can't stop fucking doing it. Anything with an A in it, I think, is it. Let's see, Dallas Cowboys. Let's see, Philadelphia Eagles. That's not going to work. NFL. Dodge Charger. Sorry, I just saw one. what are we drinking tonight? You just said oat milk, Chris. Get it the fuck together. We're drinking oat milk with a little bit of my Bullet Rye whiskey. I'm pretty sure it's 80 proof. It's delicious. I hope you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Why won't this game load? Cheers. Dude, I'm kind of getting worried though. Like, my sense of taste and my sense of smell lately has just gone. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I don't feel sick. I don't have a temperature. You know, I'm not throwing up. I'm not nauseous. I don't have the flu. But, dude, my sense of smell and my sense of taste is gone. I don't know what to do about it. How do you get those things back? Just, I guess, naturally? Is that the proper words to say in the proper order? How do you get it back naturally? How can I get my sense of smell back naturally? Hold on, I just got a text. What does this say? God damn it. I almost got this game loaded, and of course I get a text. The garbage disposal in my house is broken, apparently. All right, well, that's great news to get 11 minutes into the podcast. How do you fix that? Okay, I know there's a reset button on the bottom of the disposal. That's all I really know. All right, here we go. Woo! My game loaded, baby. It is 0-0, first quarter, 13:43 left in the first quarter. The shiniest of two turds. Who's going to win? Who's going to be on top of the NFC least by the end of this game? I'm just going to be wild tonight. I'm just going to be weird. I'm just going to, you know, with Halloween just behind us yesterday, November 1st, today, I'm going to be weird, and I'm going to say for some freaky reason, I see the full moon right there. My Dallas Cowboys are going to pull this one off. We're going to be first in the NFC East, and that's with Dak Prescott hurt. That's with Andy Dalton hurt. I couldn't even tell you the guy's name that's playing quarterback for us right now. I know he's a rookie. How crazy is that, though? To be a rookie sitting on the sideline, Dak goes down, and you're like, oh, fuck, that sucks. You know what? You know, I'm sorry that he got hurt. Dak's a good guy. I love Dak. He's taught me a lot of things since I've been here. He's a great leader. But I'm the next guy in line after Dalton. You know, if Dalton needs a break, I'm fucking in. Then Dalton gets hurt. And it's like, oh, shit. You know, you don't have any backup being the rookie. You are the fucking backup. You are the cavalry. Yeah, they have called you in. Now you must make some throws. You have to hope Zeke's going to hold on. I mean, it's not on you at that point. If Zeke doesn't hold on to the ball after you hand it off, you've done your job really well. They'll be like, this rookie kid has handed off the ball 57 times in this game, and he is doing a fantastic job at handing off the ball. Just watch a little bit of the Saints-Bears game, the end of that. Dude, what kind of weak-ass fight was that? When are NFL players going to learn if you want to fight somebody? Like, this guy was swinging on the Saints. I believe it was on the Saints. I have to go back to Twitter and watch the video. Let's see it here. I retweeted it here a minute ago. Javon Wims to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Almost like Georgia-Florida week. I don't get that because I don't watch a lot of college ball. The Bears guy, when he stops and he swings, do you think you're going to knock him out? He's wearing a goddamn helmet plus chin strap plus... a lot of people might not know this in case you've never been in contact sports. A mouth guard. You know what the mouth guard does? It makes sure your teeth don't, you know, hit together and knock you the fuck out. That's what it does. And this guy's swinging number 83. What a bitch shot. I'm watching it right now. I'm sorry. That's just a pussy-ass fucking shot. Number 83 on the Bears. What the fuck are you doing, bro? Let's see. This has to be Wims. Yeah, that is Wims. Okay. So Wims is the Bears. Johnson. The guy, Wims hits Johnson. Oh, God. I got an update on the game. Okay, it's 0-0 still. Wims hits Johnson, and Johnson just kind of stands there like, what the fuck? And then he hits him again. And it's just like, when are these NFL players going to learn? Like, you're not going to knock somebody out with a fucking helmet on. I mean, if you did, that would be legendary. But Wims, you ain't the guy. You're not him. He hits him once and waits for him to hit him back. And the other guy's like, what the fuck did you just do? And then Wims hits him again. That's kind of a bitch-ass move. I don't like cheap shots, man. If you're going to fight somebody, take the helmet. Like, I got in a fight when I was in football. When I first started playing football, I was the new kid. And, you know, everybody's just kind of fucking with me, razzing me, as you would say. Everybody's just fucking with me, and I'm just laughing it off. I'm like, all right, these guys are cool. They're not so bad. You know, they're just having a good time, and I'm the new guy. It's whatever. And I got in a fight, like, I don't know, a couple of weeks in. And all these kids, by the way, have grown up playing Pee-wee together. They all know each other. They all know who the fuckhead is. And I don't. I'm just new. And the fuckhead comes up to me and just talking shit. We had enough sense getting in that fight to know we took our shoulder pads off, we took our helmets off, and we fucking threw down. You know, you don't hit somebody with a helmet on. That's just dumb in two ways. You're not going to knock him out, number one. And number two, you could break your goddamn hand. That's a helmet on somebody's head. It's a shell on top of a shell. It's really weird. I don't know, man. NBA players, like, I love an NBA fight. They don't have any fucking gear on. They got clothes on, and then they just start swinging. I give that more respect than this bullshit. What did Skip Bayless say? I guess we're scrolling Twitter since this was, like, so close that I could see it. Aaron Rodgers loses to the 1-5 Vikings at Lambeau. How could this happen to the, quote, greatest thrower of the football ever? That's actually a pretty funny tweet. I didn't see that. That's great news. I dislike Green Bay very much. So that's great news for me. Let's take another drink. What else did I have to talk about? I had something else to talk about. I can't think about it now. I don't know what it is. Let's fill up a little more. Give me one second. I'm going to do a little more bullet rye and a little more oat milk. Farmer's oats. And I'll be right back. One sec. Oh, quick shout out. My band Cashing In, we just dropped two tracks. We're going to do maybe a double-sided, like a, what do you call it? A split with another band, possibly. We've already dropped our tracks, so that's kind of, that doesn't make any sense. Usually when you do a split, it's like you go into the studio with another band, you do two songs, they do two songs, and then you put it on vinyl, and then you have a split record. A side is us, B side is them, you know? But our tracks did just drop. You can find us on Twitter, at CashingNTXHC, that's Texas Hardcore, in case you didn't know. I'm super excited about this, man. The artwork, I don't do anything else other than the music, by the way, people. I played drums on these tracks. I played guitar on another track. I did some vocals, like backup vocals on one of the tracks out of the two that we just released. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work. It's been kind of a stressor, a headache, but I'm glad we're getting there. Go check it out. It's on Bandcamp. It's called Cashing In, spelled just the way you would think it's spelled. If you can't spell that, then I don't know why you're even on the internet. that's pretty basic, right? Anyways, so yeah, go check that out, man. I had a lot of fun making it, and, it's a good time. I can't wait to start releasing more things. So basically how we're going to do it. And I don't think a lot of bands do it. I think they just go, here's fucking 10 songs and there you go. There's the album. We're done. We just want to play shows now, which is actually what I really want to do. There's no shows going on right now. We can't really hop on to anything. It's just, it is what it is. So anyways, so usually bands drop 10 songs. There's the album, whatever. What we're going to do is we're going to do a little EP, two song EP. We're going to try to get it on vinyl. And then we're going to drop a song, I think, a week from this point on, if we can, if at all possible. Maybe two songs at a time. We haven't really worked it all out. But we're just kind of giving you, we're just kind of dosing you up. Here's two songs. Okay, you like that? Here's another song. Okay, you like that? You know, we're just leaving the trail of crumbs for you to follow until you buy the album. Hopefully you guys like it. If you don't, I realize the style of music that I'm writing right now, that I have been for the past 4 years, it's not for everybody. I totally get that. I totally understand. It's not for everybody. You know, people that are nice will be like, it's good. People that know the style will be like, you know, give honest opinions like, it doesn't really fit, or it's really good, whatever. I don't know what you guys think, but if you get a chance, go listen to it. Bandcamp, type in the search bar, Cashing In. You'll hear our first two songs that we recorded. We're working on more, finalizing more, mastering more. And I gotta give a big fucking, I haven't done this in a while, Drink Until You Podcast Golden Mug Award to my buddy James. Cheers, buddy. This one's for you, James. And do you listeners know why that drink was for James? It's because me and James have been hammering this stuff out for 4 years, dude. I remember when I lived in a duplex, James used to come over and write songs with me and kind of pick things apart and figure out the direction we wanted to go. Dude, we've been working on this for 4 years, and finally something is happening with it. And it's been a long road, dude. I'll tell you kind of some of our little obstacles that have been in the way. So it's been me and James for 4 years. We've had people, other band members come in, come out, or come in and go out, I should say. You know, just because, it's just for various reasons, dude. We've tried out 4 different drummers. What is this helicopter doing? What the fuck is that? I don't know if you guys can hear that on recording, but I've never, what the fuck was that? God damn. Anyways, so, you know, we've had we tried out 4 different drummers over the years. That's a drummer a year for 4 years. We tried out 4 different drummers, and for various reasons, either they weren't really into it, or they didn't want to learn how to play the style, or, you know, because me and James have a very strong vision of where this thing is going, and I love the way it's turned out over the years. So me and James are just there writing music, like putting out stuff. Even if it's a shitty recording, we're showing people like, hey, do you want to play in this band? So it's taken a long fucking time to find the right people to play this music, you know, that are into it or have the time even. Like a lot of dudes I play with nowadays, nowadays is the actual saying. A lot of dudes now, I mean, they have kids just like I do. You know, they're like, I can't this week. I have soccer practice. You know, like we're a bunch of, this music is by dads. This is totally, I just thought of a marketing angle for my band. This music is by dads, for dads everywhere. The dad empowerment movement. The DEM, D-E-M, dad empowerment movement. Sorry. I totally got sidetracked. I was supposed to be like genuine about thanking James and giving the drink for James, and I've just totally got sidetracked here. That's what we should market it as. I'm actually gonna send that in a group text. By dads for dads. That's it. It's our fucking slogan. Our slogan, okay, here's what I'm typing. Our slogan, not per, God, this fucking predictive text, I swear to fucking God, dude, it is the word, it predicts the wrong word. Do you know how many times I've typed a real word in the text, and it's like, do you mean, blah, 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 blah? And it's like, no, I didn't mean that, I meant the real fucking word I typed. Sorry, all right, let's not blow things out of proportion here. Our slogan should be by dads for dads. I bet this will get a laugh in the group text. All right. Anyways, so sorry about that. So back to the sentimental bullshit I was spewing earlier. Sorry, James. If you're listening, I totally got off track. I know you don't need me to say any of this, but I'm saying it anyway. Because it's on my mind. Basically, you guys get the idea. We've been fighting through this shit for 4 fucking years. Me and James, stuck by each other, keep writing songs, changing songs, always updating. And we have Paul now, the vocalist, and he's done a bang-up job on the recording. Dude, dealing with me and James, I said this a couple of episodes ago, is like dealing with 2 nerds trying to make a Star Wars movie. You know what I mean? Like the arguments they would have, or like the opinions they would already have going into the movie, and you can't change. That's the amount we pester. Me and James can pester somebody about the things that we want, is pretty comical, at least from my standpoint. I know the person being pestered doesn't think it's comical, but, you know, I've seen it before. Me and James have done this over the years. You know, let me list off the bands that me and him have been in together. So we were the first ever band we were in was called Haymarket. The second band we were in, Haymarket turned into the Now Not Never. We lost Richie, our vocalist. I think he moved away to Florida, I believe, at that time. I'm not sure. It's so long ago. Anyways, Now Not Never turned into Eat Shit. And Eat Shit was just a funny little... We were trying to make a joke band, really. And it is actually, like, the songwriting was like, damn, this is pretty fucking good. So we turned into Eat Shit. And now, I think there was one or two more in there, and now we're cashing in. And that's the whole idea behind it, by the way. It's like, this is it. We're cashing in. Everything we've learned over the years, this is it. This is all we're doing. To be honest with you, man, as a dad, I don't know after this band if anything happened. If all the members today were like, I fucking quit. I don't know if I'll ever start another band. It's really fucking hard. It's really hard. It's really hard to make schedules work, especially since we have dads in the band. It's really hard to play shows because of the scheduling. It's really hard to write music because you got kids hanging on your ankles. You know, it's just a lot. So that's where the name comes from, cashing in. And that's what we're doing, man. We're riding it out for all it's worth. We're riding our hardest. We're playing our hardest. And hey, when shows start back up, come see us if you're in Dallas. Hopefully we'll travel to a city near you. And hopefully we'll see you there. Let's take another drink. Oh, score update. Score update. Sorry, I had to pause there for a second. Probably scared the fuck out of everybody. The last thing you heard was me drinking. Score update. The Dallas Cowboys, we kicked a fucking field goal. We're going to win this game. We're going to win this game. Mark my words. We're going to win this fucking game. Are you guys bored of me yet? I'm going to keep doing this podcast until the internet shuts down, or until, you know, I shut down. I don't know. What does that mean? Okay, so everybody's laughing at the text I sent. That's fucking funny. Who's Your Daddy should be the album title. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, that's good shit. Anyways, Dallas Cowboys up by 3. Quarter 1, 3:28 left. We're gonna take this thing, boys. Let's do it. We need it. We gotta be on the top of our division, right? We gotta be the tops. Excuse me. Sorry if I scared you, by the way. Happy Halloween, I guess. If you were expecting me to just put down my drink, I did pause the thing real quick. Sorry about that. Anyways, how far are we in? Let's see. Oh, shit, 29 fucking... Dude, what did I talk about? When I look back at these podcasts, sometimes I'm like, what all did I talk about? I don't remember. I don't know what I'm going to title this thing. Anyways, as always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get a fucking Uber. Get a Lyft. Be safe out there. I hope y'all made it through the holiday. Happy Halloween. I hope you didn't do anything fucked up or stupid. You just had fun. Good, harmless, wholesome fun. That's what it's all about, right? It's not about drinking and driving. And that's why I'm so hardcore about drinking and driving on this podcast, is I believe that we can all have a good time without drinking and getting behind the wheel of a car. That's it. It's really easy. You know, I'm not saying don't have fun. Well, this guy doesn't like to have fun. He didn't know what it's like to drink. Fuck this guy. I don't know what he's talking about. No, it's not that. I didn't say don't have fun. I said have fun. Be responsible about the fun you're having. If you're too fucked up, say, hey, buddy, can I stay here? I'm too fucked up. And I bet you that friend will be like, yeah, man, we have a fucking doghouse you can sleep in out back. That's not... Chris, we were pushing a point here. Why would you do this to yourself? You're shooting yourself in the foot. All right. Listen, you guys, listeners, don't fucking drink. And let Tony tell you. Let Tony tell you real quick. Don't fucking drink and drive. Get a fucking Uber. Get a fucking Lyft. You ain't gotta be a fucking dumbass, okay? All right. All right. That's it for me, you guys. Sorry for the silliness. I'll talk to you next fucking week. See you guys. Let's down this real quick. I still have a lot to drink here. Hold on. Give me one sec. All right, guys. Episode number 145. Drink It Till You podcast. The only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Bottoms up. Cheers, everybody. Be safe out there, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.